Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay with the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Michelle Washington, and I had like two transactions taken out of my account. And he was, whatever he was telling me was being ordered, I didn't order those. So I had called my bank, and they gave me the number for me to call to find out for sure and then call them back.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. So I'd be happy to take a look at the account for you. You are saying that, you know, it is possible that it is fraudulent. But I need you to verify your full shipping address.
2218 Stillwater Drive, East Texas, 75181.
Yes, ma'am. So the account is loading up for me. Okay, so I show here where I'm sure he explained it took place on November the 27th. That's when the original charge for the $6.95 for the cookware entry.
Yes, ma'am.
With the MasterCard ending in 0766.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So you're saying that you or nobody in your household possibly placed that entry?
Yes, I'm the only one in my house, and I'm asleep at that time of morning. I only sleep 4 o'clock. You know, and I get him and I go to work, and I'm there at work at least till 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
Yes, ma'am. So we can file this on fraud claim, but I want to make sure that you're aware that of all cases of fraud, they are forwarded, you know, due to pending verification. But I am going to get the account canceled out since you're saying that, you know, there's still no possibility that it could have been placed. And because the address does match on file and also the card information. It does. It didn't match the last.
Where's the cookware? I mean, you said it was cookware or something.
Yes, ma'am. A pots and pans set. So it was a sweepstakes entry to win our cookware.
Oh, no. I won't even, not at that time of morning. I don't even be up.
Yes, ma'am, because it was originally placed. The time stamp is, yeah, at 4:09 a.m.
Right. That's what he was telling me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. It's so weird. I mean, it's not the first time that my card strangely been used at gas stations and stuff, and they've had to turn it off in
well,
another
I have to,
whole state.
Well, let me verify your email address that we do have on file. May you verify it?
JSTREEL 51 at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. That's the email address that we have on file as well, associated with the account.
That's weird. For $68?
The original charge was for $6.95. It was on November the 27th with the MasterCard ending in 0766. And that's your email address does matches, and also the, you know, the shipping information, everything does match successfully.
I don't, that's not me. I'm not up that time of morning. I'm trying to see. I did have people in my house at night because it was after Thanksgiving, the 27th.
So you don't remember seeing any emails or maybe anything on Facebook about a cooking set?
No, ma'am. Okay. I don't even have a cooking set. I mean, nothing. I don't need a cooking set. It's just mean. I have cookware. I don't get it.
Yes, ma'am. So I have successfully submitted your fraud claim, and also we were successfully able to refund you the charges. Now, it does take 3 to 5 business days to reflect back on the account. And also, mm-hmm. Did the last representative give you the cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. The account is successfully canceled, and also you have been fully refunded, and the fraud claim has been processed.
I appreciate it, but that is weird. That's weird. It has all my information. I don't understand that.
Yes, ma'am. Was there anything else I can do for you today?
I don't know. I appreciate your time and telling me everything.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.